Human beings are the lowest form of any living species. I'd rather make love to a donkey at this point.
Why is that?
The Ronda Rousey thing was another thing that bothered me.
Oh, yeah.
People, when they went to Twitter, right, I don't know if it was poor management or not, because the bottom line is you get paid $3 million for the fight.
What is...
I think it's a donkey. I think it's a donkey.
So, I don't know if it was poor management, but, right, if you take 13 months off, you probably shouldn't fight the champion coming out of a long layoff like that.
But John Cena and does it all the time.
Yeah, that's not real.
That's true. No, that's true. So, but when you have a $3 million payday, how do you not say that? Like, I don't think she's necessarily done. Like, I think if she wants to fight again, people are going to tune in, and she could cash $700,000, $500,000, fight a lesser opponent and see what happens here. I mean, that was a bad situation on Friday night. And I'll tell you what, it was a great card, and it took away from the fight previous to that, which was a championship fight. It was an amazing fight. It was absolutely amazing. And I thought it was a great night for UFC. But people just killing Rousey on Twitter.
Yeah, they crushed her. She said she's not a draw anymore. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit about her anymore. She's done. She's washed out. Go do your 7 movies she has lined up in 2017. Like, screw you. Like, whoa. This woman just took 13 months off. She came back. She got beat. Like, whatever. She made millions of dollars for this fight. Who cares?
People love to proclaim, like, the end of somebody who's, like, perceived great. I remember, like, I think Tony was talking about it when Buster Douglas beat Tyson. It seemed like there was like a national cheer.
But the only thing people love more than beating someone down is bringing them back up, right? Like the retribution, the comeback. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of excited for Rousey just to like say, screw this shit, I'm done. I'm going to go wrestle 4 times a year in WWE, make the same amount of money, and not get hurt. Right? Like, why wouldn't she do that, Tony?
Here's the problem I have with that, though.
Okay.
Is that she lost twice, and the glamour and the glitz is off to me.
Okay.
Like, does she still get the same money when she wrestles? Does she still get the same money if she appears in movies? Is she still going to be a draw after 2 back-to-back defeats?
Right. So that's the number one question. All I know is Brock Lesnar failed, like, multiple drug tests in a row after his fight. And then he kicked the shit out of Randy Orton and everyone forgot about it. So, you know, I think she'll be okay.
Really? So, you think that she needs to get all steroided up for the next?
No. I don't think she needs to steroids. I think what she needs to do is heal up, go to WWE, right? And I'm not even joking about this. Like, go there. She'll make $1 million for an appearance. She'll appear at WrestleMania. She'll look strong, and everybody will forget that she lost the real fight. She'll be this big superstar in wrestling. She'll do her movie. She'll appear when she wants, and everybody, it will just be forgotten that she lost her last 2 fights, and she'll just be remembered as this fierce competitor that she is.
And she's going to be Charlotte Flair.
And exactly. Face Charlotte Flair, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We won't be able to go, woo.
No, you're going to just see her fall. You're going to see Charlotte. You know Ronda's not tapping in the figure 8.
No. She's not going to.